Shanti and I were talking about this. We came up with an analogy as to whether or not that's possible for a guy and how we can explain it so that guys understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The analogy we came up with is a guy at work. For most guys, they'll probably be honest and they'll say, you know, do you ever feel permanently secure in your job? If you ask them that question, and they'll say, not permanently. In fact, probably could be 3 or 4 mistakes away from losing my job. The industry could take a hiccup and I could be out of work. So I need to keep in the forefront of my mind, how am I going to provide for my family?
Got to keep the resume up to date and keep my contacts open. You never know what's going to happen.
We ran that analogy past several women in our focus group and later with other women, and they said, similar.
That's how they feel about marriage.
We feel that we could be 3 or 4 disagreements, conflicts away from things going really bad.
As wow. as in divorce?
Just really bad.
Even
know.
If it's not divorce. Just, I mean, even the thought of 3 or 4, you know, bad blow-ups away from losing your love, even if I know you'd never divorce me, that doesn't mean that you might not be completely distant emotionally mm-hmm. and sort of be stuck there. I mean, honestly, we heard verbatim the same exact sentence from multiple women, and I've felt this myself, which is, what happens if he doesn't snap out of it this time? Hmm. I mean, that truly is...
Snap out of what?
Whatever his funk is, his upsetness with her.
Whatever has taken his eye away from the captivation of marriage.
Yeah, sort of that idea of he's upset with me, maybe he's disappointed with me, maybe he's withdrawn, whatever it is. And it's kind of this, what happens if he doesn't snap out of it this time? And, you know, obviously, you know, I know when Jeff is upset and he needs his space, you know, I know that he's going to come back at some point. I mean, he's a great husband. He tries, you know, to do the things that make me feel loved. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm wired with this insecurity, even as a confident, secure woman, that when it rises up, I do kind of think, you know, it really doesn't feel, you know, nothing's right with the world until this between us is resolved. He can go off to work and put it out of his mind. I can't.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about your love for the University of Michigan football. And on those Saturdays when the blue
would lose,
you would drift off into an emotional funk, right?
Absolutely. It was the way I was raised.
And when that happened, did that create insecurity
oh,
in you around
yeah.
the marriage?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you knew why he was upset because his team lost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I think, you know, golly, do I mean, and this sounds silly, but this is especially early on in our marriage, I kind of think, you know, do I mean so little to him that he would allow this football game to get in the way of him being the loving husband that he knows that I need? And, you know, and I just didn't understand at that point what was going on. But this points out that I think guys don't understand that your wife never feels permanently loved. It is something that you do have to be pouring in, great analogy, pouring in the water. And because it truly will, the things of life will drain it away. And really the focus, the really narrow focus of the chapter is that nothing will drain it quicker than that sense that you guys are in conflict, that he is displeased with you. It sounds real old-fashioned. Honestly, it doesn't sound like a strong, liberated woman should be thinking this way. But truly, that's where it comes up. One woman said, I know it sounds old-fashioned, but a lot of desperate feelings arise for me when I think that he is displeased with me.
Could we talk about the pouring in?
Yeah.
Because for most guys, that is the overwhelming thought.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. I mean, now that you know this about Shanti,
right?
Now that you know that there's some insecurity and that's all, even with what you see, what are you doing differently? How are you making this work?
What I've learned is if most guys would probably say the pouring in involves some Herculean tasks. And that is, I have to plan this romantic meal for every 2 weeks or plan some romantic getaway or whatever it is.
Flowers, greeting cards, phone calls.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, man.
A whole lot
I'm
of
getting
work.
Worn out hearing you talk
but,
about it.
But here, I just want to stop you there, Jeff, because the way we think as men, we want to make this Herculean task you're talking about an event.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to make it a deposit that gets us off the hook for the next couple of weeks.
It's a checklist. It's a checklist, so it's done. It's back to done. And the reality is, it's not an event. You're not married to an event. We're married to a person who happens to be a woman.
With different needs than what we have.
Exactly.
And what I found, and the happy news in all of this is that it really is the small things. Hmm. But it's consistency. It's the small things such as taking her hand in the parking lot when you're walking from one store to the next, giving her a little voicemail on her phone when you know she's not going to pick up, 30 seconds, that tells her how much you appreciate her, sending her an email, little things that take so little time in our day, but deposit in her the sense that he's there for me. He loves me.